My name's Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. This podcast covers micromotivators to encourage you to act because small actions can make a big difference in your life. Welcome to episode 21. Today's message is Treasure the Written Word. Recognize the importance of writing things down. This is how our stories are captured and how our history is told to future generations. Preservation of our history is important, and it should be available to those who want to access it. Our libraries and museums are critical to understanding societies and culture. A few weeks ago, my husband and I watched Nonas on Netflix. I really enjoyed it. It highlighted the importance of family traditions and passing them on. It showed heritage and how food brings people together and is made with love. Recipes are just one of the many handwritten treasures that we have. Old letters capture the moments and emotions of the times. But remember, that can change as people learn and grow. Everything must be viewed with context, and we are losing the perception of context every day. Let's take, for example, writing in a diary as a teenager. Perhaps you are really mad at someone and you wrote that you hate them. Does this mean that you will hate them forever? Well, no, not necessarily. It was an expression of you getting out your emotions in a moment of anger. Now let's look at another example, the laws of a country. These are also carefully written, vetted, and approved. However, times change and laws are challenged in court. Then they are edited. Many law books have what is commonly referred to as pocket parts, so that updates to the text can be noted based on the courtroom decisions and changes to laws. This helps to keep the current information in the hands of the lawyers and, of course, their paralegals and secretaries until the next edition of the publication is released. There are also pieces of nostalgia that are so special to hold on to in our culture. Our museums are filled with them. I recall seeing the handwritten lyrics for Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I thought that this was the coolest thing. You see the crossed out words and a little bit of his thought process right there on paper. There were several other song lyrics on hotel paper, journal pages, or scraps from other artists in the museum. So if you love music, I'd highly recommend the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. Cards and letters can be both a sweet way to keep in touch and a capture of a moment in history or time. These days, you may have a special email or a social media post that means a lot to you. I often look back at the history of things that I have shared on Facebook. It's been pretty special as my kids grow. Last week, I saw a video of my son counting when he was one. It was so sweet, and I was so happy to remember that time. I love it when people include little family updates with their holiday cards, too. It's just a nice way to keep up to date, especially as people have shifted or stopped their social media presence. When I was traveling for work a bit more than I currently do, I would often ask the waitress or waiter to give me a title and I'd give them a poem. I wrote many of these on napkins. These handwritten treasures are out there somewhere, but there are a few on my website at cynthiawilson.net. On the corkboard in my office, I have a handwritten "You Rock" note from a colleague who has since passed away. I treasure it as she was a very special person to me. The You Rock program was a peer recognition program at my work. I think that peer recognition programs are awesome. And if you don't have one at your place of employment, I highly suggest it.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention books here as well. There are so many books that impacted me throughout my life, from Put Me in the Zoo by Robert Lobshire to The One in the Middle is the Green Kangaroo by Judy Blume to Mastering the Tarot by Eden Gray to Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse and On the Road by Jack Kerouac to Speaking with Nature by Sondra Ingerman and Lynn Cedar Roberts. Or Musical Tables by Billy Collins, or M Train by Patti Smith. And that's just to name a few. There are so many more. There are also many written notes, post-it, cards, letters, short stories, etc., that we treasure and that are important for our cultural history. So treasure the written word and remember this message is for you.